the first time I have got the opportunity to come over to Eugene. Everything is done by the will of Supreme Lord. If anybody says a leaf of a tree can move without the approval of Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will lose his absolute position. He is absolute, he is infinite, he is omnipotent. Without his approval, nothing can be done. Impossible. And Supreme Lord is all good. Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangalam Madhusudana Swasti Vachan Mantra. What is the meaning? He is all good. Whatever is done by His will, it is for the eternal benefit of all. We have come here. It is for our eternal welfare. And for the persons though who are staying here, it is for also for that eternal benefit. You understand or you do not understand? It is for our benefit also. As you have already heard from Rajendra Mishra, Raj Bihari Das, by mere saying, I am of Guru, I am of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I belong to the school of thought of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By only saying in words is not sufficient. But Jagannatha Pandit has said, Gorarami Mukhe Bolile Nahi Chale. Gorar achar, gorar vichar, loile phal phale. Only by merely saying, I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's school of thought, I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by saying this, but without practicing whatever He has taught us in the practice degree, remembering that, it is not sufficient. You will not get actual benefit. Practically, you have to do something. From the heart, you have to say. If we are of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, we have to follow that. Follow the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not to imitate, but to follow. Imitation is not good. Can you know the difference between imitation and to follow? Gurudev is sitting like this. I shall also sit like this. Gurudev is lying in this posture, I suppose, in this posture. Gurudev is giving his steps 1 foot apart, I shall 1 foot apart. He is imitation. We have to know what purpose Gurudev is doing. By knowing the purpose, what is his real objective? Objective is to serve Radha Krishna, to satisfy Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his devotees. That we have to follow. From a long distance, you may associate with sadhus. But remaining quite vicinity, quite near to the sadhus, you are lying with the sadhu in the same bed. with your body, with the sadhu, touching the body of the sadhu. By that, you are in contact with the sadhu, actual sadhu, it will not be proved. Because I saw at Chaitanya Math, when I joined the institution, one Gokuldar Babaji, he was lying on a bedstead and was doing always Harinam. He had connection with Gokuldar Babaji Maharaj. When I joined at that time, he was very old, always doing Harinam. But in his bedstead, there are so many devotees, bags, filled up. They are having the contact of the sadhu. What they are doing? They are sucking the blood, exploiting. Is it association of sadhu? Bags are associated with the sadhus. Sadhu is thinking how to satiate, how to satisfy Radha Krishna, how to satisfy Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how to satisfy Gurudev. And the bhakta are thinking how to suck the blood of the sadhu. And he is very much munificent, compassionate, all that. Let them take the blood. What is this? We cannot. It is impossible for us to lie down on that. The bugs will come and suck. Can you sleep? It is not sadhu sangha. From a distance, thousands of miles apart, if he is following the objective of the sadhu guru, Chaitanya Bhav, it is actual association of sadhu. It is actual serving of Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. If you miss the mark, everything is lost. Any moment we may lose this body. After a moment I shall be here, I shall live here. Nobody can say. So, no time should not be spent uselessly. It is not wise. We have to follow, not imitate. One of our god brother, he could speak only Bengali. Even he could not speak Hindi. And also Assamese. He was from Assam. Very good example he used to give. He had been to other places in North India, but always he was speaking in Bengali or Assamese. And he passed away at Simayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. One example I am giving. In one place, there was a person. He used to maintain his family by working as a peddler, we say hawker, in India, who hawks on the road, who moves on the road, and was selling caps on a wicker basket, taking it on the head. All the day is to move on the road and was announcing, do you want cap? Very good quality cap, very good quality cap. Very cheap, one cap, $10. one cap $10. In this way, he used to sell caps. By that, somehow, he used to maintain the family. One day, what happened? Not a single cap was sold. He became disappointed. By moving, he became tired and also hungry. He used to take some food with him. In the afternoon, he sat under a banyan tree, big banyan tree. And whatever he brought food, he was very hungry, he took all the food. After taking the food, he felt drowsiness, just tired. Let me sleep for some time, lie down. So he spread one loincloth, that is, we cover the body. We call chadar. What do you call it? Cover the body, this one. He spread on the grass and lay down. On weaker basket, one cap was on his head. And the other caps are on the weaker basket. He kept it just by the side of the head, one side. And he lay down. Was so tired, he slept. He did not know what is happening. In the meantime, that road was near a forest, a mountain forest. You know, India, there are so many monkeys are there. Here you will not find. So many monkeys came from that forest. They climbed up the banyan tree. And they saw one person was lying under the banyan tree. He had a cap on the head. And there is one basket and so many caps. Oh. They silently climbed down and went to that person. And each monkey took out one cap and put on the head. All the caps they did together, put on the head. But they did not touch the cap of the person's head. By putting on the cap, they climbed up and they were so happy, they're jumping all the crack. By hearing that sound, that person woke up. Oh, it is going to be evening sun. It's going to set. Oh. When he saw, hey, there are no caps. I could not sell one cap. Where are the caps? The monkeys were jumping. Oh, all the monkeys, they put on the caps. I have got no food with me. You go to Vrindavan, if anything, there are so many monkeys there. And all the pandas, the varnas, in Nidhuvan, in Sevakunja, very careful, careful. All of a sudden, one monk will come, will take your spectacle, something will take you. If you give some food, then he will return. Very intelligent. Here I have got no food. If they surround, they can kill me. He was very much disappointed and angry. You have taken all. Why you have not taken my cap on my head? You take it by putting off the cap. And he threw it. Back. And they also put up the cap and throw. Because they did not know what is the utility of putting on the cap. They are imitating. This person put on the cap. They throw. That person throws. We also. This is called imitation. It is not good. Now you have understood. You have to follow, not to imitate. My plight is like this. I have all these 55 years, I am only imitating, not following. Actual, real benefit I am not getting for that reason. I am deceiving myself. I may say I am of Guru. But if I remember the teachings of Guru and act accordingly, that is actual submission to Guru. Only by saying I am a Guru, that is not sufficient. Our Gurudev, this is standing order to me. Wherever you go, whatever you have heard from your Gurudev, from Vaishnavas, from the authentic scriptures, especially quintessence of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavat, you should repeat that. Remember that, and remembering that, you should repeat whatever you have heard. You should not speak your own things. By that, your mind will be sanctified. And you will get devotion. This is standing order. I have got no capacity. Wherever I go, I express my inability. I don't know your language, local language. In Assam also I say like that. But some words I know, some words I speak for their satisfaction in Assamese language. But Assamese and Bengali are very, they are related, so it is easy to speak Assamese. And also I speak Hindi. Intonation is different. Here also I speak in English. The defective English and intonation is different. For the Americans, it's very difficult to understand me. But yet, I have to obey the orders of my Guru. Now, one thing. Our original Guru, who is? First, from Krishna, was got the grace of Krishna. First creation is Brahma. Brahma first came out of the navel, lotus navel of Vishnu, Gorakshai Vishnu. You will find in Srimad Bhagavat, there Brahma is submitting his prayer to Gorakshai Vishnu, his object of worship. What he said? Tavad dravina deha surin nivittam. Tavad bhayam dravina deha surin nivittam. Shokaspriha paribhava vipulaschara. Tavad mameti asadavagrat. Artimulam, Javanda Tengri Abhayam, Prabhinita Loka. What is the meaning? As long as a fortunate individual soul does not take unconditional surrender, sincerity of the submit to the Supreme Lord. So long, what will happen? There will be fear, suffering from wealth. Dravin means wealth, wealth from gold, from money, from wealth. Tavat bhayam dravina. There will be fear. There will be tension in the mind. There will be serious mental agony. From gold and wealth of this world. Dravina, whomever he may be, whether in saffron cloth, whether in white cloth, whether in householder, whether in ascetic, he will appear. From money. And also from his body. This non-eternal body. Tavat bhayam dravina deha shuhin nimitsang. And all the well-wisher friends, all your relations, you will have separation grief. Everybody is getting what kind of mental tension is there for earning money and for preservation of the money wealth. Those who try for this to amass wealth, they know. Others cannot know. And for this body, so much trouble, so much diseases. And also they are seeing that all these relations are non-eternal in spite of that. They are laboring, working hard, toiling day and night for those things. Money is lost. They are trying to get when money is lost. His body has become unfit. And his near and dear ones passed away. But again, he saw this body is giving us happiness, giving us miseries. This money is giving us miseries. This relation, again he was trying to get money. Same, that money. How to get that money? By fair means or foul. How to get other relations, friends, non-eternal relations. If he has got no son, then he will take adopted son. Like that. If no adopted son he does not get, then he will keep one dog, cat, like this. It can be done. He knows well, I am giving my attention to this. But these, all these non-eternal animals, cats or birds or human beings, nobody will repay. Ultimate result is suffering. Trying, but again, there is loss. Again, there is separation grief. All these things come. But again, you are very much enthusiastic to amass money, to get non-eternal relations again. Why? Then Brahma has said, తావద్ భయం ద్రవిణ దేహ సూరి నిమిత్తం శోక స్ప్రిహా విపులస్య లోభ సో మచ్ గ్రీడినెస్ యు గెట్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ గివింగ్ సో మచ్ ట్రావెల్ టు హిమ్ యెట్ హి ఇస్ ట్రైయింగ్ ఫర్ దట్ వై తమత్ మమేతి అశతవగ్ర ఆత్మూల హి హాస్ గాట్ ది రూట్ కాజ్ ఇస్ హి హాస్ గాట్ ది మిస్కన్సెప్షన్ ఐ యామ్ దిస్ బాడీ Bodily interest is my only interest. I am this subtle body, I am this mind, intelligent, perverted ego, and I am this gross body. For the interest of the gross body and subtle body, mental development, intellectual development, and for this satisfaction for the requirements of the body. Root cause is, he has got the misconception of self, I am this body. And bodily relations are mine. For that reason, in spite of getting so much trouble, he is trying for those knowledge. We are burning in the fire. Tavat mameti asatavagra arti mulang. All the root cause of the misery is the misconception of the self. I am not this body, and body is not mine, not mine. This body belongs to Supreme Lord. It is the outcome of Supreme Lord's external potency. This body has got birth, it remains for some time, and it will die. Nobody permanently can live in this world with this body. You are seeing? So, it is said, when my ignorance will be removed. When? You have heard the sermons from Param Pujyapad, Shiksha Guru, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. What is he has said? You have remembered? When one is enlightened with the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as sun lights up everything at daytime. Think it. You will find in his writing, I heard some of his speeches from Vaikunthanath Das Prabhu, when he was there in New York. He used to take me to different places. And he used to hear tape records of the speeches of his Gurudev, Param Pujyapad Swami Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru, God-brother, our Guru Maharaj, disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Swami. You have to think about this. Why he said this? When one is enlightened with the knowledge, enlightened with the knowledge, that not intellectual knowledge, self-effulgent knowledge. When one is enlightened with the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as sun lights up everything at daytime. What is the root cause? When we become averse to Supreme Lord, who is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. When you do not submit to Supreme Lord, he is transcendental. He is eternal transcendental. This body is not eternal. The sense organs are also not eternal. whatever you perceive through the sense organs will be not eternal. Perceptions, all the perceptions, conceptions, not eternal. When this body will perish, sense organs will remain. During the time of our body, living body, many persons lost their sight, lost their hearing power. Non-eternal sense organs, whatever you see by the non-eternal things, if there be eternal entity, there should be beyond the comprehension of material sense organs and gross, subtle sense mind, intellect and pervert ego. The eight elements are the outcome of the opera potency in Gita, it is said, external potency. That is not the real self. Real self is the outcome of the parapotency. Itastu annang prakriti vidhi me param jivahutang bahavo jayadang dhajjadang. The real self is the outcome of the spiritual energy of self. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said marginal potency. Real self is spirit soul. But it is the outcome of the marginal potency. Not the internal potency. Internal potency always they are emancipated, they are realized. And the outcome of the material potency, they have got no feeling, unconscious. They cannot feel happiness or non-happiness, right, wrong, they cannot feel. Inert. The bodied soul can. Upadhi yukta Atma, bodied soul, corporeal soul, what do you say? Soul is always in peace. There are no disturbance. And the body, only it is matter, it has got no feeling of happiness or non-happiness. Only a corporeal body feels that because of his being entangled by the universal energy, Supreme Lord. And he has been kept under the two cages, tabernacles of gross and subtle body. He's thinking, I am this body. Actually, this body belongs to Supreme Lord. The subtle body belongs to Supreme Lord. He is the owner of the external potency, material energy, spiritual energy, marginal energy, internal potency, external potency, inherent kinds of potency. He is the owner. You have got no right over your own body. Because you think it wrongly it is my body. No. This body belongs to Supreme Lord. Subtle body belongs to Supreme Lord. Atma belongs to Supreme Lord. You are of Atma. Then we got to understand this, I am of Krishna. And take shelter to him. Then you can serve him by wrong conception of the self, false ego, false interest. He cannot get the grace of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is not subservient to you. He is transcendental, all existence, all bliss. When you submit to him, pravrinita loka, then you will get. Pravrinita, pra means prakishrup and brinita. Sincerely, actually, when you take shelter to him, immediately you will get grace. Bliss, immediately. Phalana phalakaram neta, whether we have surrendered to Sri Krishna or not, by the consequence you can understand. Whether you are getting actual peace in the heart, no. Severe mental agony, all these things. Then you have not taken absolute shelter. Supreme Lord. It cannot be. He is equal to all. Actually you have not submitted. For that reason, you should remember Draupadi. Prabhrita Loka. Prabhrita Loka. Brahma is saying, so long we do not submit to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, O Garvajai Vishnu, we don't submit to you unconditionally, from the core of the heart, this ignorance will be there. Nations will envelop us. We shall think, I am this body, I am born, I shall remain for some time, I require the bodily requirements, bodily sense organs, all the satisfaction of the sense organs. For that I shall try, I shall think, the bodily relations are mine, and I shall try for their satisfaction also. Oh, I shall devote my energy. Who will stop it? Root cause is not uprooted. Remaining averse to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, that is the root cause of all problems, and how we can solve the problem? No. As Draupadi. Draupadi she complained to Krishna. From the beginning, I am crying, I am calling you. But you came very late. You could have rescued me. You came very late and rescued me. But you could have rescued me first when I cried to you. I submitted my prayer to you. As always I call you. But you have not come. Then Krishna said, yes, you have called me. This is true. But you have not taken shelter to me. Why? You saw Bhima and Arjuna. Bhima Arjuna will come and they will kill Dushasana and rescue you. When Bhima Arjuna can go and rescue, why I shall go? You utter my name but you have not submitted to me. Nobody can deceive Supreme Lord Guru Vaishnava. Nobody can deceive. We think we are very intelligent. They know everything. And after that, you should have come. After that, what you did? When Bhishma, Arjuna, was ready to come, Yudhishthira Maharaj prevented them. They could not come. Then, you took shelter to Dronacharya. Actually, but uttering my name, in the mouth. But you took shelter? To whom? Dronacharya is the guru of Kaurava Pandavas. If Dronacharya came, nobody can do this heinous crime. Why I shall go? If Dronacharya could protect you, why I shall go? Have you taken my shelter? You have uttered my name only by mouth. Not from the heart. Bhavagrahi Janardhan, Bhasagrahi Janardhan. Janardhan, Bhagavan, will not see what words you are speaking. He will see the spirit of the words, thought of the words. According to the thought, speed of the he will give the fruit. Nobody can deceive it. After that, you also, when Dronacharya did not come, you took shelter to Bhishma Pitamaha. That is correct or not? After that, Dhritarashtra old. After that, all the kings. There must be some person here. They will oppose it. Nobody came. After that, you call me, but by holding the lion cloth by your own hand, you try to rescue yourself. When you can rescue yourself, why I should go? Ultimately, when you are unable to fight with a strong male person, if you made how long it could fight? Then you took shelter, raising your one hand. But I am a complete idiot. By partial submission, I shall not descend. You have not completely surrendered. With one hand folding the, I try, another hand you are folding. No. Ultimately, when you give up all supports of this world, shelters of this world, yourself and others, and with two hands up, you call my name, immediately I came. What is my wrong? This is called Pravritta Loka. From the core of the heart, if we submit, then we shall get the result immediately. Ezekiel 12. This advice we have got from Brahma. And also Brahma, in his prayer to Garvashayi Vishnu, another thing he has said, very good. You will find evidence in Bhagavad. There he said, Andhapita Artha Karana, Nishinishrayana, Nana Maratha Karabandha Nidra, Devartha Rata Nishyopi Deva, Jishma Prasanga Iha Samsarandha. You heard this verse? Annahapita artha karana, nishnishra. The conditioned souls, what they do? At daytime, they want to get the objects of the sense organs, material sense organs. They devote their energy to get that daytime. I should go there, I should see this, I should see this. Even our mind is disturbed. If I go outside, we want to see this. All these worldly things. Already we have filled up. And after taking shelter to Gurudeva and Vaishnava, there also we want to see this world. What is this world? I was there in Calcutta. I had my education in Calcutta. Postgraduate. I was there, so many natives are there. I did not go to Zoological Garden. Many people said, the whole world is Zoological Garden, I don't want to see. You know. I don't know. Whole world is Zoological Garden. What is this? But after coming for worshipping Krishna in the mosque, those who come to the Calcutta, first they go to Zoological Garden. You see, all these things. Is it a form of devotion? Going to Zoological Garden? Whether God will be satisfied? Diverting your energy for unnecessary things. When you have understood that your life is meant for, only for worship of Supreme Lord, why you even misuse your time? If at that time you die, one tiger, you go very vicinity of this tiger, then you will die there. And after that, what your result? By the fear of tiger, you will think of a tiger and you will become tiger. Next birth. What benefit? But, you see, when one is serious about this bhajan, they do not spend their time for anything else except service of But they've understood why attribution is this time. And he said, we had been to Singapore. Singapore, they made program. In the evening, they made program. We are tired. Already you are tired. But one day, our Hrishikesh Maharaj, because visitors, those come, they go to Santosa Deep, Santosa Island. It is very good. There, sea beach is very good. And all these things, the underworld, all the fishes, all the aquatic animals, they can see all these things. There are various things. Our people, they wanted to go. Yes. Why you are going? We are going. Because everybody goes. You have come here. Our life will be futile if we do not see this Santosa Deep. There is no need of seeing Krishna. Why you have come here? Alright. Now, I have warned them. You will go there. After that, even while you will return, you will be fatigued. You will say, we won't be able to participate in the Sankirtan and Harikatha. Then I shall not hear. No, no! We shall participate in Harikatha. Do not think about it. Don't be worried. They weren't there. And we saw all this thing. I was also there. I am seeing everything. After seeing, and they were taking, all the visitors, they are taking some food in some place. They are taking something which is prohibited. We could not take there. We took it in under tree in the forest, in a place. Could not go there. Because they are taking something which is prohibited. When we started, small monkey came, one monkey. Then we throw one banana. Then two, three monkeys again came. And then so many monkeys are coming. Then we are afraid. What will be? We're giving, and we could not fully take the food. Somehow, we should flee from this place. The monkeys are coming. Small monkeys, not big. And after that, we have seen so many sheep, etc., all these things. There was one. And ultimately, underworld. So many aquatic animals. I was astonished to see so many kinds of fishes. Snakes and there are fishes who have got wings, they can fly. We know that birds fly. In the water also fly. In this a small world, so many living beings are under the water, we cannot imagine. And the infinite worlds, what the creation of Supreme Lord, nobody can understand. I was astonished. After that, by hearing, then this law, this is cinematograph. But I did not enter into the cinema of Calcutta on principle. No, I should not spoil the money for them. Spoil the money of brothers and I shall not go. When I shall earn, then I shall see. But here I was taken to the cinematograph. What is this cinematograph? I couldn't understand. When I went there, then there I found a stadium, a big stadium, and I sat. They brought one belt, as you hear in the car in person, like that. What is this? Huh?
Seat belt.
To person. Why? We shall see some cinema. What is the use of belt? No, belt is necessary. Our old person was there. He was also fastened. Our Madanlal Gupta, all are fastened. You don't understand what is the then all dark. After that they were showing. And there one person was driving one motorcycle. What is this? What is seeing this way? Why? And some truck, and there we can have collision. But that person, they are showing his caliber, how to. What for this is showing? Ultimately, the truck movement and this motorcycle, all this. Ultimately, the whole our stadium was running. Then I was frightened. We shall not be able to participate in the evening meeting because it is running so fast. And where it is going? And afterwards, how we can come back? And going, running through the paddy field. There will be accident. And there are some petrol tanks. This time we shall die. All the, we are seeing, after seeing, then we came to the shore of the sea. And that stadium, whatever you can say, or a big truck like stadium, stopped there. I thought it's a truck. Then after some time, they switch on the light. Nothing. This is human beings' magic. Human beings, they are showing the magic. And Supreme Lord also show the magic. By that we are all enchanted, infatuated. And human beings, they could do this. And after that, they wanted to show another. You should not go. You will be raised to a height through so many years, miles over. And from there you will fall down. Then he was very much afraid. Rajendra Mishra. Then God could. Now Madan Gopal, he has got heart disease. If he heart failure, no, he don't want to see whatever he see. It is sufficient. Then he left. They are showing. They showed another kind of. You will be taken to a height, and there you will fall down from there. Those who have got no power of the heart, they may have heart failure. To get that. In this way, we are using our time. We are misusing our time. But here it is say, annarpita artha karana. We are giving our energy for the satisfaction of the sense organs. At daytime, what we shall eat in the morning, what we shall eat in the midday, what in the evening, breakfast, luncheon, dinner, and what is supper, we are thinking about the menu. What will be the menu? All these things. And in the night, whole night, by sleeping, we spend. At daytime, by enjoying. Annarpita artaka nishi nishrayana. Nana marase khanabhat nidra. But those who have got desire for getting money, amassing money, they cannot have sound sleep. Always they are in trouble. Always they are always thinking about the money. How to preserve the money, how to earn the money. Wife say, your husband, you should have sound sleep. You don't wake up. You take some sleeping pill and sleep. But after half an hour, that person woke up. Why? You do not know. You have got no responsibility. Why? I am to take 1 lakh. 100,000 rupees from that person tomorrow. You have got no responsibility. So I am writing. I am to go there. You sleep. Otherwise, your health will be deteriorated, you cannot do any work. But after 40 minutes, again, why you are doing this? Silent, don't speak. I have to give such money to somebody. There will be some loss in my business if I do not do this. You keep silent. Whole night, was thinking like this. No sleep. Afterwards, by taking sleeping pill also, that is sleeping pill proof. There will be no sleep. And he may become mad. Nana was the Khanavagnar Indra. Khanavagnar Indra. And every time he is working. Every time he is working. Then one question was, if somebody, some person, the wise person say, all right, those who are conditioned souls, enslaved jivas, those who are attached to this world, they will do this. But Rishi Muni, those who are wise persons, they will not. They will not misuse at that time. By only enjoyment in this, at daytime, and by sleeping in the night, or by thinking about worldly, amassing of money and all these things. You see, nanama khana bhagyan, daivartyaratan rishyopidev. Here, Brahma is giving us warning to all. You are thinking you are ascetic. You are rishi. You are muni. If by providence, if your fortune is good, if you can, whatever you are trying to get money, you can get the money. But if the providence is against you, whatever you are trying, it will be baffled. Even Rishi Munis, if they do not hear about Krishna, and sing about Krishna, they will be thrown down in this prison house of this. Daivatani Shapi Deva, Jismat Prasanga Iva Sangsaran. Those who are not worshipping you, who are not hearing about your glories, name, form, attributes, pastimes, etc., and speaking about this, they will have Sangsar. They will be hurled down in this world, and they will have to pass through cycles of birth, not to speak of ordinary enslaved jivas. Even the Rishi Muni, if they do not hear about them, speak of, they will have samsara. Nana marad khara bhag, daivat rata rishi api deva, jushmat prasanga iha samsaranti. Jushmat prasanga iha samsaranti. Those who are not worshipping you, the highest form of devotion is to hear about Krishna and to speak about Krishna. When we have got, how long should we speak? That's it. That is another topic. Very good. What is that topic? Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Govinda Ghujguptang Dharavattam Kurudvaha Abhashit Nara Vikshna Krishna Upasana Lalasa. Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Narada Goswami used to remain in Dharaka Dham, which is protected by the arms of Supreme Lord Govinda. Transcendental, spiritual realm. He used to stay there. For what purpose? Kurudvaha.
He was born in the Kaurava family, but that way. Amongst the Kaurava was the best. Sukadev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Govinda Bhujagatang Dharavartang Kurudva Abhasid Naravishna Krishna Parnana. He stayed there with the desire of worshipping Krishna. Nothing. If there is desire, desire is not bad. But desire for enjoyment is bad. Lust is bad. But desire for serving Krishna, serving his servitors, devotees to serve, that is good, that will rescue you from this, from your bondage in this world, entanglement with this non-eternal world. You will be emancipated. With that calm, with that desire, calm, what is used? Greediness, calm. But that greediness is for which? For serving Krishna. Yes. But there, our Vishnu Chakravarti, in his commentary he has said, Dakha Prajapati Sana Brahma. He cursed Narada Goswami. He cannot remain in one place, all alone. But here it is written, Narada Goswami always remain in transcendental realm, Dwaraka, to worship Krishna. What is the consistency? Then Vishnu Chakravarti himself said, Dakha Prajapati, he is the son of Brahma, and Brahma is the creator of this Brahmanda. He is the owner of this Brahmanda. Brahmanda is this material cosmos, and his son is within that material cosmos. His curse will be effective within this realm, material realm, and that is transcendental realm. If anybody commit some crime here and somehow flees from this place and goes to another country, then this country, can he do anything? He used to submit his prayer to that country for extradition. And that country may approve it, may not approve. By force he will be. When he crossed the border, the rules and regulations of that country will not be effective in another country. In extradite, he may not extradite. What can you do? Like that, when he has crossed this border, he has gone to transcendental realm. This world, the worldly rules and regulations cannot do anything. But in that context, he said, for which I am speaking about this, he said that Brahma ordered Dakha Prajapati, his son, you should increase creation. Brahma was first created, and afterwards creation should be increased. And Dakha Prajapati, he created and about 10,000 sons. 10,000 sons he procreated. 10,000 sons in this whole India. 10,000, what is that? Now 100 crores, more than that. But that 10,000, where they will remain? Nothing. You have to increase all forest. Human beings are very less. Then Dakha Prajapati ordered the sons, when they are
become grown up. You should go worship Supreme Lord. By Supreme Lord grace, you can increase grace. They went there. There are so many places, vacant places, and so many fruit trees. For eating, there is no difficulty. There was no difficulty at that time. And they went there to perform penance, and at that time they could perform penance. Their life was in the marrow of the bone, without food. And Narada Goswami came to learn that so many sons of Dakka Prajapati had gone south and south place for performing penance. He went there. By seeing him, white beard, tall figure, and sadhu, all the sons of the Kupujavati made obeisance. He asked, why you have come here? Where from you have come? Who is your father? Why you have come? Father has ordered us to perform penance, to worship Supreme Lord, to increase creation. What benefit you will get by creation? What benefit? We do not know. Our father, your father has ordered you have come. You have to understand you are human being. You are not animal. God has given you the power of discriminating power, good and bad. You can discriminate. You can accept the good thing and give up bad. That those which is harmful to you can give up. And which is beneficial to you, you can accept. You can accept the eternal truth, you can give up the non-eternal truth. God has given their power. We are human beings. Only you can eating, sleeping, and mating and depending for that. The birds and beasts they are doing. For their human beings are not created. I shall take class from you. I shall take class. In the morning, you have to hear from me. In the afternoon, hear from me. In the night, every time 3 hours. He could not say, Father is not there, is so big, a saint is saying, all right. And they are attending the class, and Narada Goswami is saying, what will fail? Durlabha manava janma labhya sansare krishna bhajana dukkho kahi vakar. You have got this precious human birth after 80 lakhs of species. And you will spoil that. Until now you have not worshipped Krishna for his sake. By creation, the living being, the human being, the baby will remain in the mother's womb. Serious suffering. In the mother's womb, when the baby is there, soft body, with stooping head, and hips up, they have to remain like this. And the worms, they are biting the soft body. Tremendous suffering to give suffering you want to create. Some of the fortunate persons, they cry, oh Supreme Lord, I cannot tolerate this. If I am born, I shall not forget you. I shall worship you. But when he is born by the affection of parents and other relations, forget whatever promise he gave. And as long as he remains in this world, always he is not getting happiness. There are threefold afflictions, tremendous afflictions. And at the time of death, tremendous suffering. You want to create, to give suffering in this way.
He has explained whole Bhakti Thakur and Narada Goswami saying. You have gone through this? Durlabha manava janma lobhya samsari. Krishna bhajino dukkha kahiva kahari. Sangsar sangsar gori micheka lokal. Labh na haile kichu ghatila janja. Kichura sangsara hai chaya baji pray. Ihate mamata kori vritha dilata. E deho patana hole kirabe amar. কেহ সুখ নাহি দিবে পুত্র পরিবার গর্ধর মতো আমি করি পরিশ্রম কার লাগে এত করি নাগুচির দিন যায় মিশা কাজে নিশা নিদ্রা বসে নাই ভাবি মরণ নিকটে আছে বসে ভালো মন্দ খাই হেরি পরিচিন্তাহীন নাই ভাবে এই দেহ ছাড়িব কোনদিন দেহ গ্রহ কলত্যাদি চিন্তা বিরত জাগিতে হৃদয় মোট বৃদ্ধি করি হবে হায় হায় নাই ভাবি অনিত্য সব জীবন বিগত কোথাও রহিব বিভব শ্মশানে শরীর মম পড়িয়া রহিবে বিহঙ্গ পতঙ্গতায় বিহার করিবে কুকুর শিকার সব আনন্দিত হয়ে মহোৎসব করিবে সাধের জীবন অল দি ফক্স জ্যাকলস দে উইল বি ওয়েন ইট উইল ডাই দেন দ্যাট বডি দে উইল টেক ফর দি কেমিশন গ্রাউন্ড অর দি ব্যারিল গ্রাউন্ড উইথ অল দি জ্যাকলস অ্যান্ড ডগস ও ভেরি গুড প্লেস উইচ উইল টেক উইচ উইল টেক উইচ উইল ডিভাওয়ার ইট ইন দি পার্সিয়ান সিস্টেম দে থ্রো in the pit, those dead bodies, so that the dogs and jackals can make a feast of it. You know? This is the last. We are doing all these things without worshipping Supreme Lord. It will take time, I do not want to explain this. In this way, every day, class, after taking class, their mind changed. Alright, we shall not enter into household life, we shall not marry, we shall not increase creation. And then Dakka Prajapati were very much enraged, but could not curse because Narada Goswami is very dear to Supreme Lord. If I curse, then I may have some harmful consequence of it. He tolerated. Again he created 1,000. Not 10,000. And after that, when they are grown up, he told them, we go for penance. It is the order of my father to increase creation. You should not hear any saint. I just, I am father, I am ordering you. Whether a saint come or not, you should not, if you ignore my order, you will go to hell. And they went there. And Narada Goswami could understand? Again, some sons of Dakka Prajapati, they went to the forest. Such and such forest. Narada Goswami went there. Who are you? They seeing Narada Goswami, they are very much attracted. Oh. Such a great saint, the made obeisance. Who are you? You are sons of Dakka Prajapati. What for you have come? For increased creation. What benefit you will get by increasing creation? I cannot say. You should not do this. It is most revered father's order. Father has said, whatever father is saying, that is the highest religion, highest dharma, highest piety. But that is, I am to obey the order. You have got this human birth. How to serve father? Without serving Supreme Lord, you cannot serve father. I should take class. If you pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree will be nourished. If you give food in the stomach, the whole body will be nourished. If you, without giving in the stomach food, you food give with the legs and hands and eyes, those will not be nourished. You do not know how to pay back the debts of your it will be for the benefit of our parents and everybody. Actually, you will do benefit for your father if you worship. You have to hear from me. I have come here. I shall take class morning, afternoon, night. Then there was no father was there. Nobody was there. What they can do? They all right. After hearing, they are also mind changed.
then Dakkavati could not tolerate. Then he asked Narada Goswami, "You cannot stay in one place for a long time, only for a few days only. Only for some time. You are always, you will move. Then Narada Goswami, "It is very good. I shall sing the glories of the Supreme Lord by moving throughout this Brahmanda. Very good. Why? If you associate with real sadhus for 2-3 days and associate with this enslaved jiva's conditions also in the world, up to 365 days and 362 days for them and 3 days, then you can keep your worldly life and as well you can associate with them. And if you go on hearing, then your worldly life will be finished. It is not good to serve actual sadhus many days, 2-3 days in a year, 2-3 days, not more than that. It is very dangerous, but it is not dangerous. I am not such a sadhu. But if a real sadhu comes, then it is dangerous to associate with him. If you go on associating, then your worldly life will be finished. Always Harikatha. What is this? No. Only in a month or after 6 months, 1 day or 2 days. Then you can keep your own worldly life as well. And also you can say, "I have associated."